You know what's crazy? I just thought of it before I pressed the button. There was this thing growing up. It was called Club Friday Night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. KFN, the club with a K, because it was cool. And it was at the local park district, and it was for like middle schoolers. So, and it was at the park district. It was in the basketball gym. The concession stand was open, but they had a DJ. Mm-hmm. So like one section, you know, they would drop the dividers mm-hmm. in between the basketball courts. So one section, the lights were off, DJ with like cool disco lights. And then the next court was like just basketball. And then the next court was like dodgeball or whatever. It was so much fun. We would sweat like crazy. It was a lot of fun. But they were, the song popped in my head, but they would play music like, come my baby, come my baby, come my butterfly. Yeah. Looking back, it's like, yo, that's so inappropriate.
I know.
And it's wild that.
Yeah.
And then, so this morning we were listening to the Thong Song and it was like really popular when it came out.
Yeah.
And my mom and my aunt are sisters, and they just heard it was popular. It was like on the CD stand, right?
As the most
popular thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, cool, whatever, Cisco. They have no idea. So they bought it for me and my cousin, and I played it in my CD player, and it was a speaker. It was like a boombox.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, what is this garbage? Turn this, you know, she swore. She's like, turn this shit off. And I was like, you bought this for me. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean, what is this? You bought this for me. And then she took it out and broke it in half and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
It was funny.
I have a hard time picturing your mom swearing.
She's sworn. Here's the thing. So from birth till probably 25, I've maybe heard her swear a handful of times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, shit, hell, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I became an adult and like, you know, started living my own life, I think she just started to relax more. And also,
I think you guys are driving her crazy.
I think we're driving her nuts.
The only time I've heard her swear is when she's very upset.
Yeah. I think we're driving her nuts. And she's been swearing more, but still not a lot.
No.
Not even close.
No. Well, welcome to the long haul, everybody. You probably thought, wait, am I in the middle of the episode? What happened there?
What?
Because you just dove right into it.
Oh, yeah. That's like how we do it.
No
here.
Intro, no anything. We have a few things to share. But before we do, I want to tell you.
Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary week.
Oh, I forgot to reserve that dinner.
Well, you probably have to line up a babysitter and figure everything out beforehand.
Okay. It's not going to be on our anniversary. It's what?
We weren't planning on going out on our anniversary.
Okay.
That's Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
You work this week.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, way to start it off.
Work on the house and stuff.
But this week will be 4 years for Vito and I being married. And in lieu of our anniversary coming up, we've been doing a lot of reflecting.
Nice word.
Mm-hmm. I feel so smart. But before we get into all the anniversary stuff and everything that we've been reflecting on, I just have a few points that I jot down in between sessions that I feel like are funny stories to share with the audience.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, we ran out of paper towels.
Okay.
And like, you know how I'm always trying to be like more non-toxic or cleaner or whatever. I didn't want to go to Costco because I usually just buy them in bulk there. I went to a different grocery store and I come in with two things of these like brown recycled paper towels. Mm-hmm. And I walk in, you go, babe, can we afford those? And I just go, probably not. Because you guys, the cost of living is outrageous. And I've finally started to take the approach that I'm like, there's just a lot of things that I cannot care about anymore because you cannot afford to live not completely, well, there's no such thing as non-toxic, but less toxic. And do everything right. Like, it is financially impossible unless you're a millionaire.
Yeah, these paper towels are going to bury us.
I'm like, whatever.
I just saw brown and I was like, oh, geez, what do these cost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're not wrong.
Yeah. I don't even want to know.
I don't remember.
Oh, good.
But it was, yeah, probably for those two rolls was definitely probably what we buy the whole 16 for at Costco. Oh, geez. Who knows? But it's the cost of living is ridiculous. And I've been like, okay, like, I just can't care about some things anymore. No. Like,
we're just not there yet. We're not at that level.
$12 tubes of toothpaste.
Yeah.
You
no.
know, that we use. No.
They're $12?
Yes.
Those are $12?
Yes.
And I wonder why we have like no savings.
Babe, we have savings.
$12 toothpaste?
Yeah. Well, don't you think for paying for $12 toothpaste,
I will
we're
give
doing
it to you
okay?
though. Ever since I stopped using, or one time we ran out of toothpaste and I went to use Crest, mm-hmm. and it gave me like ulcers in my mouth.
And you used to get canker sores in your mouth because yeah. it has SLS in it. And
that is wild.
Gives you canker sores, yeah.
Yeah, that is wild. So yeah. I'll give it
welcome.
To you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Yes. Yes. Another funny story. Actually, this isn't necessarily. Oh, yeah. This is. Okay. I'll do this one first. Vito and I sat down the other night to watch TV, and Baywatch was on. And
oh, my God. Have you guys ever seen Baywatch?
I don't know if I saw
that
it.
That was the
younger
first time
not,
I've ever seen
but
it.
But we're like, let's just click on this episode.
It's softcore porn. That's all it is. There's no plot line.
There's no plot line. It's just boobs everywhere. And then you can't.
But
like,
not
the
like,
acting's obviously horrible.
Guys, not like boobs, like, oh my God, Pamela Anderson boobs. Pamela Anderson's boobs were covered the whole time. It was like the supporting cast.
Yeah, there was like some
then,
other chick in this episode where like the camera angle would
didn't
just
even
go.
Move. Didn't even move. They're in a boat. And it's like the first thing, I didn't even know what color hair this girl had for
right,
the first
that's what
10
you
minutes.
Said. You're like, I don't even know what she looks
I couldn't tell you if she could have had no eyes. So they're in this boat and it's like the camera is cutting off the top of her head.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
just
on
boobs.
Her boobs
and then she stands up
and it stays.
And the camera doesn't move.
Right.
So
right.
then it's just boobs for like a good 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I look at Liz and I'm like, first of all, I've never watched Baywatch before. And I was like, this is. And then, like, the music, they do slow motion. It is literal softcore porn. I'm like, no wonder this was so popular.
I know. It was crazy. And then, yeah, the acting's awful. You couldn't even understand what Pamela Anderson was saying half the time. She just talked so fast and then, like, mumbled off. And I'm like, I'd look at me and I'm like, what did she just say? And he's like, I have no idea.
No idea.
We couldn't get, we probably... we didn't get very far. Then I was like, wait, put it back on. I want to see what happens. And we probably watched 5 more minutes. We were probably like 15 minutes in. Maybe we couldn't even get through one episode. It was so awful.
But there was no plot line. So
but then
there,
we were watching and it's like
along.
In the top 50 most popular TV shows of all time. And it's only because of the boobs.
No, it wasn't on that list, but it was an extremely popular show.
Yeah, but that's the only
right.
reason, obviously.
And the guys in there are like, dude, oh. grade A pieces of meat.
Oh, yeah, that one guy working out, the scene of that guy working
yeah,
out.
He was like, I'm going to go dive for a treasure. But first, I just got to, you know, I got to clear my head. And then it was like, joom, booga, joom, booga, joom, booga, joom. The camera got slow.
Yeah,
and then
it's
he's
just
like,
him, like, with his shirt off, all sweaty. And it was like,
lifting weights. And
right. And what could have been like, a 10-second scene?
No. A 2-second scene.
A 2-second scene was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a
solid
5 minutes.
It would like cut
minutes.
To him doing a different workout position.
And then push-ups. And then just
and then cut
more
to him
sweat.
To a different
yeah.
push-up or a different workout position.
It was wild,
it
man.
It was so awful.
That show
awful.
Is wild.
It is so awful.
I've never... I mean, we should give it another shot. Couldn't believe it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that is crazy. So we hardly ever get to watch, like, sit down and watch stuff together. But something was on the other day, and it was something that I wanted to watch with you, but you had already, like, you were into it. Because I saw that it was on Netflix. I'm like, oh, Vito and I should watch this. And I come down and you're deep into La La Land.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? It's not funny, Liz.
No, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just saying then, you know, at the end, we just have this, like, always this. Vito and I saw it in theaters together in Vegas years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like these two loved each other and they didn't end up together. And it always sends Vito for a loop.
It drives me nuts.
Do you think this is one of your favorite movies?
It drives me nuts. It's got to be one of my favorite movies. It's easily one of my favorite movies because, one, they're both very likable people. And the storyline is very relatable, right? It's like just young people going after their dreams. And then it's like long shot stuff. Oh, he wants to open up a jazz bar and save jazz, right? Like that's his whole thing, is like jazz is dying. He wants to save it. And she wants to be a famous movie star, which is like one in a billion.
Yeah.
And, well, not one in a billion, but it's, so they find each other and they're like, it is the cutest relationship, but then they fall in love and they support each other and they push each other and they, you know, I don't want to talk about it. It's so stupid. So the question is, the question I ended up having this time I watched it was, because I always say like relationships are everything. Like that's why we live, is to open ourselves up to love and to love each other and to grow relationships. Like we work to survive and also like to enjoy our time with our significant others, our children, our family, whatever it is. And I think love is a very powerful force. But then the question was, is purpose, right, is like a calling, like they're called to do something. Is that on the same level as loving?
Right. Well, because then we were talking like if you had to choose between chasing your dreams or being with the person you love, what would you choose?
Right. At what? Right. And it was like you knew this is what you had to do. Not like, oh, it'd be nice to be an actor.
Well, I feel like you can't risk resenting the person you love for the rest of your life.
Right. But do you understand? He loves jazz.
Mm-hmm.
They make it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
It is like in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves storytelling and the whole acting and whatever it is. And that's what I think draws them together, is that they're so passionate and they love the passion in each other.
Yeah.
But which one is more powerful?
Well, in this story, the dreams, obviously.
Right. And I don't buy it. It pisses me off. Because then it's like, what was the point of them loving each other so deeply?
I mean, wouldn't you rather experience that love once in your life or not? If you knew that if you were going to experience the most intense, deep love that you've ever had in your life, but that wasn't going to be the person you ended up with, would you still have wanted to experience it or never have known that that was out there? I think I would never want to know.
No, I would. Feeling how I feel about you, I would definitely want to feel this.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, but then,
like, even having a kid, it's like, yeah, you understand that there's kids in the world, but once you have one, it's like, oh, shit. Well, like, once you actually fall in love, it's like, whoa, this is different, you know? And it's a great feeling, and I love that I can feel and experience these, like, intense feelings. My thing is, and I cry, ugly cry, every time I watch that movie.
Every time.
Every single time. Because at the end, like, my heart literally races at the end. So she walks into the bar with her husband, who's, mm-hmm. I'm sure, a nice guy. And she sees the sign that she told him, you should just name it Seb's.
Yeah.
And he does it. because she's in him. You understand that?
Yeah.
And then so he does it because he loves her and like understands that what she says is right. And then she, so you can feel what she's feeling like physically. And then she sits down and the husband's like, do you want anything? And she can't even focus on getting a drink. She's so whatever, nervous, let's call it, to see him. Just to see this man that she loved so deeply. And then they catch eyes. And then it's like,
did he, you just get butterflies?
He sees it. No, I'm getting like emotional. This is not funny. Then he sees it and he is at a loss of words. So he just sits down and plays the song that he was playing when they first saw each other. And they have this like the moment of like, wow, you know? And then she gets up to leave and he can't stomach to even look in her direction because losing her again would be too hard for him. And she's at the door to leave and she turns around because he is in her. There's no...
You've done so much more deep diving into
Liz,
this
you don't
movie.
Understand. I love this movie.
I know.
But you understand like the connection, right?
Yeah.
So she looks back because she just needs... She needs him, right? She needs that look. She needs to know. And he looks up because they feel it. They feel each other. They have it in themselves. They feel each other. And then they just... acknowledge each other that they had what they had and they still love each other. It might look different now. They're happy that they both have everything they have, but and that they'll always be with each other. And then she leaves. And it's like, what do you do?
Nothing. She's married and has a family.
Yeah, but that connection, though, isn't that connection more important than, like, not more important, but isn't that, like, life? Right? Like, to have that connection? Like, I'm sure she's happy with her husband. And we've talked about this before. We can be compatible with other people. Like, I'm sure I could have fallen in love with someone else. But, like, the connection we have is different.
Right.
And isn't that what it's about? Is like that when you find someone that you're so deeply connected to, that just that, I don't know, that connection, I guess. Because clearly she's happy, she's successful, she's got a great husband, she's got a beautiful daughter, he's got everything that he's wanted.
Right. I think that... What was your question? Isn't that connection what?
Isn't that it? Isn't that the it?
Yeah, but they chose something different. So
why
it's
would
like,
you choose that though?
And that's what drives you crazy.
Yeah. Because they're going now. What drives me nuts is they're going to go about their lives.
Always wondering.
Not always wondering, but knowing that it's still there.
Hmm. Yeah. But I mean, this has to happen, obviously, to people in the real world. Like, let's say...
There was a video on YouTube. It, for exes who haven't seen each other, and they sit down face to face for the first time, and they videotape them. And I don't know if they say anything, but they interview both of them beforehand separately, and then they sit down. I gotta find the video, and they just look at each other. I don't know if they're allowed to talk or if they do talk, but this couple was dated in like their 20s and they were like in their 60s now and they were both single, and the way they looked at each other was like, holy shit, you know? And they went their whole lives not together, and then they just left, and it's like, what is that? That to me, that's so out of this world. It, you know, it's like, what is that?
A connection. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that people do make those choices, but I also feel like sometimes choices make them, like, sometimes things are out of your control. Like, let's say that I was moving here and our relationship was awesome and we got very, very far and had this amazing connection. And then, like, one of my parents in Texas got sick and I decided, you know what, I really need to move to be closer. And, like, somehow we ended up not working out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible. It's highly possible.
You know, like, there's sometimes things that happen and then we would have ended up meeting other people. But if we saw each other later on down the road.
Then what?
And that nothing. That then connection's nothing. Still there. You made that connection still there, maybe, but you made a different choice.
I guess, yeah, you gotta stick with it.
If you had a family and I had a family, no way. You're not ruining people's lives.
What if we then just became like sister wives and husbands? And so I relate this to as well in the NICU with Jovi. There was, I think on like the third day, they took her off all the tubes and stuff, and I was holding her.
It was a tough time.
No, it's just really cool because you know, she's like 3 days old, 4 days old, whatever it is. And they're like, they're not there, you know. They're there, but they're not, you know, it's like whatever. They're 3 days old. But then we like, and she would look at you and stuff. But we, like, locked eyes. And it was like, what is that? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that that's, like, everything that we're meant to experience.
But, like, we like, connected, you know?
Mm-hmm. She's a part of you. Like, you created her. You have a deep, intimate connection to her. And this person that is a part of you notices you, looks at you, connects to you like you're her father.
At 3 days old.
Yeah.
It's wild. It is so, it's like.
And tonight she was screaming at you.
Yeah, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't want mommy. I'm like, I don't care if you like me.
I'm here.
Yeah. It's crazy. But like that connection, I think, is why, because they do such a good job of conveying that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like the movie a lot.
Because
the music's good, I guess. But
yeah, right. After that, like, you're great. Like, I'm becoming a pianist.
I do want to buy a piano.
Yeah.
I would like to. You gave me classes for Christmas once.
And you were the best one at the recital. You were. Thanks. I think that you would randomly, I think if we had a piano, you would sit down and play some.
If I had time, if I wasn't running a business and I just had like a job.
Yeah.
I would spend some time at night for sure.
So before we dive into the marriage stuff, one other thing, we went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think we talked about our Mexico trip on here either. Before.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
I think we talked about it on the other podcast.
Oh, and
or maybe the roles are reversed. Maybe we didn't talk about it there, but we talked about it here. I don't know. But we traveled with children again, and it was definitely an excursion. You know, some things didn't go. We had some hiccups in the road.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Every time we travel, it's like never a breeze.
Yeah.
We got to our Airbnb, like, no heat. And it was like 30 degrees at night because it's the desert. And then we slept at your friend's house. And then we like booked a room at the Bellagio and renting cars and stuff. And it's, man, traveling with kids I don't think is natural. But we did go to this quote unquote farm. McKissick Farm or something like that. You just like.
McKee Ranch.
You just like walk in and they're like, donate if you want. But no one's there. It's just a box that says donate. And this turkey was stalking us.
Oh my gosh, this turkey was so funny.
From the moment we walked in.
And then even when we left and got in our car, it was on the inside of the fence, but pacing back and forth where our parking spot was, watching us leave.
And I was like, yo.
And the lady's like, oh, he's showing off. I'm like, I don't think so.
No, he's ready to attack. because I was holding Jovi, and Jovi's like, "Papa," and I was like, we're safe, don't worry. And she's like, I don't like the turkey. I was like, I don't like it either. What is going on? So then you and I were like, you were like, babe, you go left, I go right. Like, let's try to confuse this turkey. And then we did. I went left, and the thing just stood there when it was like
for
looking at me, looking
yeah,
at you, looking at me, and then didn't know what to do. But that turkey, I'd chop it up and eat it for dinner.
It was fun, though. It was really good to see my Vegas peeps. It was really
nice. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Vegas is a good time.
It's a really good time. It looked different. It was probably your first time in Vegas without gambling.
Yeah, because the minimums were so ridiculous. And I'm like, guys, I can't afford $100 a hand. This is crazy.
Yeah. But it was nice. We're becoming travel experts, though.
No. That's it. We're
Vito's
done.
Vito's like, we're done. And I'm like, no, we're getting the hang of this.
We're done. Unless we find an RV for cheap or something and we can slowly make our way over to things.
Yeah, we'll see. So a random thing. So for the podcast, sometimes I have a lot of people who reach out to me to come on my other podcast. I'll reach out to some guests, but I get a lot of emails about people who want to come on. Why does he do that? Sorry. Our
I don't know.
Dog is digging at the carpet. Hutch, stop. So I get people who email me to come on the podcast, and I got this podcast pitch, and they're like, we really think that this person would be great for your show. Business, you know, she's an ex porn star.
Oh yeah.
Or an ex like adult entertainment. She runs a business, all these different things. And they're like topics that you might be interested in. And it's like, why monogamy doesn't work. Like all these different things. And I'm like, oh, wow. She has like millions of followers. We have nothing in common.
Nothing.
I'm like, I don't think that that's
one of the topics
audience.
Was like how to be in the how to do sex work with kids or something like that. Like and have kids.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. How and to be was, in the sex business and still have a family.
Yeah. And I was like, is this for real? Like, is this legit? I mean, it was a legit pitch.
Right. But then we were talking about polygamy and you're like, that is basically living in a world of uncertainty. Because there are people that are like, oh, we're in an open relationship. And anytime you and I have like talked about it, well, we've never talked about it. Like, hey, should we? But when we're like, man, people like actually do that. And you're like, there's no way that there's a sense of security in that relationship.
No, none. And don't pass judgment on people. I am 100% judging. And I'm not afraid to say it. I don't think. And even like there's this whole thing online with like, oh, guys are meant to be sleeping around and women are only meant to be with one man or whatever, and it's like, shut up. I hate when guys say shit like that. It's like, you're not cool, you're not attractive, this doesn't make you an alpha, like you're a douchebag. I'm swearing a lot this episode.
You are.
I'm sorry.
You
which
are.
By the way, Jovi at dinner goes, what the fuck? Oh, sorry.
You're just saying it on the podcast.
Sorry, but put an explicit in front of this episode. She's two.
Yeah, where did she hear that?
Me. Last night at 2:30 in the morning, because she was screaming bloody murder and she was like, flip my pillow. I need my pillow flipped. And I'm like, what? And then you flipped it and then it wasn't right. And then you flipped it again and it was like the worst thing in the world. And then I looked at my phone and I was like, it was 2:30 in the morning. And I said, WTF. I said, WT actual F.
And so tonight at dinner, she dropped her chicken and just goes, what the? And we just like look at it. And there's people over at our house for dinner, by the way, who heard this as well.
It just went silent. And I was like, nobody mention anything. Just move on with the conversation so she doesn't know.
And we just looked at each other and we're like, yeah, well, that just happened.
So polygamy. No, you can't. So in order to deeply love, in order to have that relationship where you're fully trusting each other, fully open, fully giving yourself to each other, how do you do that with more than two people?
Right. Well, and especially like, I mean, you and I talk all the time whenever. So like, for example, this last month, there was just like a lot going on. I don't even know what happened with traveling, with some stuff before that. We just weren't having our usual amount of sex and we were bickering.
Not our usual amount. We had like sex twice last month.
No, that's not true.
It was bogus.
No, it's not true. It was like a couple of weeks where the numbers were down and going on the third week. Mm-hmm. So it was slim pickings. And we were just bickering a lot. And it's that like one thing that brings us back together and connects us. And I couldn't imagine like, because like when we said our vows and stuff and we took that you are one to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the thing that unifies us. Like that's the thing that we don't share with anybody else. And so I couldn't imagine you or I sharing that with somebody else. Or like it just wouldn't be connecting. It would just be like physical. I don't understand. Because you couldn't like.
That's what that's the claim, is that it's just physical.
Because with you, like, it's physical, emotional, spiritual. You can't, yeah, I don't know. But I get that from you. Why would I need that from somebody else?
Right. You, there's something.
It's okay to be like, yeah, that guy's hot, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the guys on Baywatch, all of them, except for the old man with the mustache. But even he's ripped. But yeah, that's the thing is like there's something clearly not right with your relationship that you would ever want to be like, oh, I'm going to go on a date, or I saw this guy at the gym, or I saw this girl at the gym. I'm going to sleep with her because she's hot. It's like, what? Like, all I want to do is be with you. Like, all I want to do is be with the girls. There's not like what are you holding back from your relationship that would ever make you want to be like, yeah, we should be open and date around. Well, then just be single.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And be friends.
I remember this guy who liked me. And we hung out like once or twice. And he was like saying how, and I'm like, he's a great guy. We had a lot of things in common. He loved to travel and just do very outdoorsy. And I remember talking and, you know, I was asking him about, you know, how come you're still single, whatever. And he's like, it's really hard finding cool girls. And I had known him for a while. Like we played indoor soccer together and yeah, we had some like mutual friends, but I didn't like really know him.
Mm.
And then he was like, through the whole like, he doesn't believe in monogamy. He's like, I just really want to find like a cool girl, this, that, who's like open to being in an open relationship and all these things. And I'm like, okay, good luck, guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's
like, why be in a relationship? That stuff's all fine. You want to sleep around, go for it. But why be in a relationship? What do you want? What are you hoping to get?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But somehow we've survived 4 years. We haven't even survived four years. We have thrived through four years.
I know.
Years.
And you know how many people are like, oh, just wait till year two. Year two, well, it settles in. Wait till you have your second kid. That's when it gets real.
Wait till you start having kids. Wait till you have your second kid. And we are 4 years deep, two kids. And we kept talking with our anniversary coming up about when does it get hard? Because everybody says marriage is so hard. It's so much work. So we've been talking a lot about that, like off and on here and there. And I was like, well, I feel like life gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a really good job at communicating with each other through that so that it's not like life's hard for me right now, so I'm taking it all out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Or life's hard for you at work and blah, blah, blah. And so you come home and you're just like, ugh, you know, like taking it out on us. And then like my whole day is hard. Why does this be hard too? And it's like, okay, well, we have two kids, like whatever, you know, like it's life is hard, but I think being with each other makes it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I think a good relationship, you're a team, and that's what you're with someone, you lift them up, they lift you up. And like you said, like when people are like marriage is hard, I'm always thinking, what does that mean? Like which part of marriage? Because marriage is just two people agreeing to be one, right? And like,
well, I think it's hard to agree to be one because you're also like separate people. So like you have that tendency to be like, this is all about me.
I don't see you as a separate person. It's really weird. It's a really, I sound stupid saying it. Because clearly you're a separate person.
Right.
And clearly you have your own passions and everything. And
right, which you encourage.
Right, but it's like, it's almost like when I want something for me, I want it just as deep for you, for whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a really weird feeling, but, you know, people say, what's hard? Communication is hard? Well, that's different. You can fix communication. Or sleeping together is hard? I don't know how that's a thing.
It is, very much
like
so.
Like, making decisions is difficult? Well, that's just communicating. So mm-hmm. if you respect each other and you come from a place of we're both on the same team, we both want what's best for us and our family, then right. how bad can the conversation get?
I mean, but it can be hard if you really do not see eye to eye on something and like neither of you really wants to bend.
Yeah. I mean, there are things we really disagree on.
Yeah.
But I think if you, like I said, if you come back to the, I respect you, you respect me, and I'm really trying to see where you're coming from and you are really trying to see where I'm coming from and I feel heard and you feel heard. It doesn't pull us apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough conversation, but it doesn't pull us apart. I mean, we still end up snuggling at night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Which brought me to think about today, though, compatibility, which you mentioned like at the beginning. I'm like, or are we just super, super compatible? So when other people say relationships are hard, it's because maybe they've chosen somebody that they really love this person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not super like uber compatible in every area. So it does take more work. Whereas like you and I love each other and we're just like compatible on everything.
Well, yeah, we were kind of talking about this morning, but I wonder if compatibility is a personal trait and not right. something that is for a couple. Like when people say, oh, that couple is compatible together, their personalities just work together, which is possible. My question is compatibility a personal trait? Like, can someone be a compatible person? And then when two compatible people meet, the relationship is easier
mm-hmm.
because they are open-minded. They do listen. They do validate right. each other.
Right. Well, like you gave the example earlier when we were talking about it this morning about like we could, let's say we never met and we chose other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I are both kind of the types. It's like, maybe it would be work if it was somebody that isn't super compatible like us, but like we feel like we have that personality trait of compatibility that you can make it work with anybody else.
Right. But if you were with, like, if I was in a relationship with somebody that was so headstrong and so stuck to their beliefs and didn't ever want to consider anything, like I would probably become less compatible. Like, I would take mm-hmm. my compatibility trait and push it to the side and be like, you're the worst, you know? I don't want to negotiate with you. I don't want to see where you're coming from because you don't care about clearly what I think, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
then there are people where they're not highly compatible people individually. Their personalities work together, but I don't know if they would... I don't know if they would describe their relationship as easy. Mm-hmm. They work.
Mm-hmm.
They work well together, but I don't know if they would call it easy. I think all the couples that I know that work well together but aren't compatible, they all have a lot of me time.
Mm-hmm.
One of them always goes here. One of them always goes there. They need a once a week thing alone. I don't feel that with you.
Right. Yeah, I don't either.
And we're not like saying in the garage, we're like better than right, it. I'm just no. like, I think compatibility is very important. I think it's different than working well together.
Right. Well, and that's also then like what you have to, like, everybody has different values too. So I think where I'm at, like being 36 now, I feel like a lot of people my age start to compromise on some things because they want to meet the right person or look for different traits. So they might be like, security is big for me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I don't like this thing about this guy, but he takes good care of me. He has these other attributes. He whatever. So maybe it will be work because this part of our relationship isn't great, but I know that I need to be with somebody where I feel financial security, where I know we can like have kids and not worry about anything, that I know that I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know, so somebody might, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that that might be something that's more important to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, just different attributes where they're like, okay, this is this part of our relationship's work, but I love this other part.
Yeah. It's worth the work.
Right, totally.
Right. Which is totally fine.
Right.
I like it easy. Because I think, like you said, life is hard. So I like to come home and feel, like, uplifted.
Yeah.
Even though chaos ensues.
Right.
You know? And some days, I don't feel uplifted. Some days, I'm sure you don't. We've been arguing lately.
Yeah.
Getting in each other's necks. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we take it out on each other in a good way.
I'd say it's more bickering.
Yeah. It's playful. It's playful banter.
Sometimes. And you've really annoyed me this last week.
Well, because I think, too, that...
But it's also because you're trying to push me to...
Right. I push you in ways...
You're trying
to,
like, challenge me and push me, and I get pissed off.
Right. I challenge you in ways that you haven't been challenged enough in your life.
Yeah.
And you don't like it, so then you get mad at me. And I'm like, but I'm... Like, this is love. This is tough love. And you're like, you're just annoying me. It's like, am I annoying you or is it uncomfortable and I'm just the one who has to deliver it?
Mm-hmm.
And right now you're getting annoyed.
No, I was just thinking like I very much operate as like I just shut down and I throw like a little tantrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You sure do.
And I'm a little bit dramatic. And then
where I started this, it's not a diet, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to not do sugar and I'm not going to do bread or whatever. And then I told you and I was like, listen, I need you to support me. And you're like, how? And I was like, tell me that I'm not a 2-year-old. I don't need a chocolate chip cookie and to man up and quit being a little bee. And then you started berating me. Like, and I was like, see, this works for me. So you started, you're like, you're not a little baby. Quit being a little, you know, whatever. And you were being rude to me. And it works. I'm like, yeah, I'm a grown man. I don't need a chocolate chip cookie. Mm-hmm. And it's been like.
You've been doing great.
Like 5 days I haven't had sugar. Or like I've had fruit, but no like artificial sugar or additives or whatever. And no bread. I haven't had like a PB&J.
No bread, no pasta.
You know.
Right, right. Yeah, different things work for different people. And that's, yeah, I think I don't think it's hard, but I feel like the hard part for us would be challenging each other when you don't want to be challenged and trying to push each other when you don't want to be pushed. And I think the hard part is the individual, like, I feel like I'm personally, like, trying to go through some stuff right now, and you're there for me and you try to challenge me, and then that's tough.
Well, I think what's tough for us is, you know, obviously we both want what's best for each other, and I know how to get things done one way and you know how to do things a different way. And life is changing, right? We have a kid, then we have another kid, then we're under construction or whatever it is, you know? And for me, it's like, I know that my way works, and it's not necessarily the only way, and it's not necessarily the best way, but I know it works. And I know that you want to work, let's say, you want to level up one with getting stuff done. So for me, it's like, well, just do what I do. And it's like, it's frustrating when you try to tell me no And I'm like, just do it, you know? And I think I'm just too close. I'm too close to the source, or I don't know what the term is. But it's tough. But then also it's like, no, it's my responsibility to push you. And you clearly, what you're trying to do isn't, you're not happy with it. Not that it's not working, but you're not happy with the results that you're getting. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Yeah, I'm going to push you and keep doing what you're doing. But I'm going to. I have to.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know how else to do it.
Just leave me alone.
No, because then you come to me and you're like frustrated, and I don't want to see you frustrated.
I know, and then I tell myself I'm just never going to tell him my problems again because he tries to push me.
And that's a good thing.
And then I end up doing it anyways.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, because what? Oh, Vito ends up always being right. And
no,
then he's
no.
I'm always right, Liz.
It's not about
2.7% of the time.
It's not about me always being right.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you getting the things that you want. That vitamin D, I know. I'll get you some. It's in the cabinet.
He said that because I gave him a look. We got to video these so people can see our interactions.
Yeah, I got to wear a shirt then.
I know. Oh, my goodness, guys. I was...
so stupid. I don't know why you did that.
I was FaceTiming with somebody earlier. A friend of mine has a friend who's pregnant, and she had a bunch of questions. So
some
I
random
on,
lady.
Yeah, some random person. I've never met her before. We're on a FaceTime video. She's asking me a bunch of questions, and then she asked me something about like partners and doulas, and Vito had just walked downstairs. I was like, hey, babe, I'm like, what do you think about this? And he starts walking in, and she sees him in his underwear. A good thing you even had clothes on.
Yeah.
He had his underwear on, and he's like, oh my God, you're FaceTiming, and like goes behind the wall.
I didn't
wall.
Know what to do. I couldn't go left. I couldn't go right. So I did like a spin move.
I didn't even see it. I didn't see you in the video because I was looking at her.
I saw her.
I was turning.
We made eye contact.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh. Vito's just in his underwear. So Vito had a random woman see him in his underwear.
Yeah. Poor lady.
Poor lady. Yeah, right.
Wait, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, but still, I'd be like, damn.
She's married to like a firefighter or something. I'm pretty sure she does that already.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure you can still appreciate beauty.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, when you see it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. She's like, ooh, let's be getting some. I saw it in her eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So 4 years, babe. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Do you think it's been, does it feel like 4 years or what's the timeline in your
life? No, it feels like forever.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That's where I'm at right now. I feel like the first couple of years, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like we just got married or I've known you forever.
I never felt that.
But now I'm like, we've been married for 10 years. What do you mean 4 years? It's been 10.
I think for the 5th year anniversary, we got to do something special, right? Every five, 10, and then 20, 30.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking, but.
Polygamy.
Yeah, right. See ya. I mean, hopefully I will be newly postpartum, so nothing too big.
That'd be nice.
Don't know what you're planning.
Well, I'm not planning anything. I still haven't planned anything for this year's.
That's in 2 days.
I feel terrible. I know.
Wait, what's the date today? Is it the 20th today?
I don't know.
No, it's the 19th. So our anniversary is Wednesday.
I got some time.
Wednesday. I have nothing planned. I mean, Valentine's Day, we were like, what up? Happy Valentine's Day. See ya.
Valentine's Day is so stupid. I always go the day after.
Mm-hmm. You did bring us home plants, yeah.
Because it's 90% off.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy, oh, I didn't tell you. So I was getting myself a sushi roll at the grocery store. And then they're like, Valentine's Day stuff is always there. So I was picking out Valentine's Day stuff. And this guy comes up to me. Or he's walking past me. He goes, you're a day late, bud. And I said, the real Valentine's Day is the day after Valentine's Day. I go, look at these prices. I literally bought $70 worth of stuff for like $6.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
Cute little vases and hearts.
Oh my gosh, Jovi
and
loves her plants so much. Yeah. It's like in this llama planter.
It's so cute.
A succulent. It's so cute. So sweet. That was
and then
very
he
thoughtful.
And then so he kept walking and I'm like, yeah, Valentine's Day, the real Valentine's Day is the day after.
Yeah, look at you guys, suckers.
Yeah, and then he's like, you kind of see it in his eyes. He's like, holy crap, like he's right, you know? Go to dinner the next day.
Yeah.
Go get chocolates and flowers the next day.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Yeah, I'm not big on Valentine's Day. I don't really care.
No, it's stupid.
You make me feel special every day. So I don't need one day for you to make it all up to me.
No. So I have a question. Do men ovulate?
Because Vito is ovulating.
I think I'm ovulating.
Hard. Oh my gosh.
Do they?
No.
Because I do think men cycle.
Yes, for sure men cycle.
Or is it just with the moon?
I mean, women go with
the moon.
Why
don't you find someone who can speak to this and interview them?
Do men cycle?
Yeah. The cycle of the men's cycle. Like the menstruation cycle, the men's cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if men ovulate. Like, I wonder if there's a time in the month where our sperm is, like, healthier and just more active.
Maybe it's this diet that you've started. You're not having things that make you, like, sugar and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. It doesn't, like, bog you down. Your sperm are thinking clearly.
Yeah, they're like, get me inside. So I can infiltrate that egg.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow. It's the most unnatural thing in the world. It is the most unnatural thing. To have sex without the purpose of
impregnating
just feels, it feels different.
Yeah.
I don't know how deep you want to get into this, but.
Vito for sure thought I was pregnant. Because
yeah,
I started
like
cycle tracking. Mm-hmm. And so after I ovulated, I gave you the green light.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we did it, you're like, you're pregnant. I'm like, babe, that's not how it works. I already ovulated. I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I am ovulating. So I'm like, you know.
Yeah, just go in the corner and do it yourself.
No, just add measures of protection.
Yeah.
Because I'm not there yet mentally. But you said you weren't either. I was like, so if I told you, yeah,
having
let's go ahead.
Having sex with a condom on is like.
Oh my gosh. Vito has like pages of these.
I got to write a book on this. It's like going to a concert with earplugs in.
Which I would argue sometimes you can hear the audio more clearly.
No.
Yeah, I used to have to wear them in the nightclub when I worked, and I could hear people talking, but it drowned out like the noise that you didn't want to hear.
Okay, then that's a bad example.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think.
Vito always says these to me when I'm like, okay.
It's so funny.
Whatever, and he's like, wearing a condom.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's like reading your favorite book, but not reading the last chapter.
I started writing these down because they're so funny, so I'm looking for it in here.
No, I said, one of them I said was, it's like listening to your favorite song on AM radio.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a dork.
It's the worst.
It's not the worst. It's still enjoyable.
It's
you
not.
You act like you
Maybe
don't even
for
enjoy.
You.
Oh, really? You're not enjoying it? It really seems like you're not enjoying it.
I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
It's like it's not enjoyable.
Okay. Then maybe we just won't do it.
We won't.
Come on, you're such a okay. Good luck with that.
Oh my god. It's like having a Snickers bar but the wrapper's still on.
You're so ridiculous.
You're like, this is, it's like, I can taste the Snickers.
No. No.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Which, I mean, just think, when we first got married, that's all we did.
Right. And then, again, it's like one of those things that you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then?
You just want me to be pregnant again so we can just have unprotected sex.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one of the reasons.
One of the perks.
Another one is to have a baby.
Yeah. You ready for that? So I'm ovulating right now. If I were to be like, all right, let's do it. Let's just make a baby.
Yeah. What are we waiting for? Like, what really? Like, what's the point?
But the other night, I was like, if I would have said do it, you would have been like, no.
because I've made it up in my mind that we're not doing it. I don't like doing things that I'm not prepared for.
So in the moment,
I like to work myself up to be prepared for something and then do it.
Okay.
That's why I said we need to talk about it. We need to discuss it. What?
You said like talk.
Talk. We need to talk about it. And then we need to go down. We need to go to the hair salon and get a tease and a perm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get my nails done. You get your little toesies painted.
Definitely need that.
We'll go get some coffee and we'll have a good night.
And we'll talk about it. Yeah. Super interesting. Vito's ovulating. Happy 4 years.
Yeah.
We're both ovulating this
week. I can't get enough of you. You know what I think it is you're ovulating and I can sense it.
Your body senses it. That's what I was wondering too. I'm like, maybe your body knows that I'm ovulating. So it's just like, do it.
Yeah.
Impregnate her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, yes, no.
Right. It's like winning a race, but then stopping before the finish line. It's like you're in a 100-yard dash, and then you just lay down right before the finish line.
It can't be that bad, babe.
You'll never know.
I will never know.
You will never know the pains that I go through.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
It's unnatural.
Tell that to my hemorrhoids.
It's unnatural.
Tell that to my hemorrhoids.
Oh, you pushed a baby out. Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Look at me. I just made human life in my body.
No big deal. Oh, I love babies. I can't wait to do it again, but I can. So a few more months. I'm saying July.
No. No.
Okay, August. You're right.
No.
We out.
What a weird way to end a podcast.
Well, I wanted to end it like 5 different times and then we just kept talking. So.
TTYL bash.
Everyone have a good week.
Bleep out my F word. It was at like 29 minutes.
Okay. Everyone have a great week. Bye.